the more excited I am on my spiritual journey, the easier it is. The more excited I am on my spiritual journey, the easier it is. I've spent a lifetime on my spiritual journey and in my spiritual path, in my spiritual way. And as I have spent a lifetime on this wonderful experience, I have enjoyed it immensely. I have not always been understood. I have not always been followed explicitly on what my program is, but I have enjoyed myself tremendously. And it is easier and easier and easier to accomplish every moment of my life, because I am excited about my spiritual journey. I am excited about how it functions and how it works and what happens on my spiritual journey. My spiritual journey is a journey into bliss. It's a journey into awareness. It's a journey into the allness. It's a journey into the ultimate. But the journey takes place on the human physical world. Now, I can have my journey take place on my human physical world and have it be a human experience, or I can have my journey be a human divine experience. If I choose to have my journey be a divine human experience, it's a wonderful journey. It's a glorious journey. It's a fabulous journey. I am untouched by the world around me. I am untouched by anything because it is in my constant state of creation. Constantly, I am bringing forth new and wonderful attitudes and new and wonderful ideas and new and wonderful expressions. And I claim and I name and I experience unconditional love as the total reality of who I am. And because I claim, name, and experience unconditional love as who I am, that's who I am. That's what I experience. And it's exciting because I see every little nuance of thought that I put forth demonstrating itself in the world around me. I put every little attitude of mind, and I am working on that spiritual journey, that spiritual path, from the divine human aspect, and I see my divine human to be the absolute wonderful human being. And I love it. I love it. Everyone I meet, everyone I talk to, everyone I am at all involved with, in even the slightest way, are as excited on that journey as I am. They're as excited on being themselves as I am. They're as excited in being aware of that divine nature that they are as I am, because I create them. Now, I look at everyone, and as I look at them, I see them beautiful. I see them whole and perfect. Now, I could be unhappy with some people because they try to use me, they try to control me, they try to manipulate me. They feel that this path that I'm walking is something wonderful and they should have it. And they should have it not by doing it themselves, but by having me do it for them. And that's not my story. That's not my world. They get very unhappy with me. They feel that I'm not doing what they want me to do. I'm not acting the way they want me to act. And then as they go on, they start creating me doing silly things. And as they create me doing silly things, I let them. I don't pay much attention to it. I just am always my perfect, pure, wonderful, divine self. And as I remain at my perfect, wonderful, pure, divine self, I get more and more excited on my spiritual journey. And the easier it is to walk that path, the easier it is to live in that divine presence, live in that ideal self that I am. And when I live in the ideal self that I am so happy. I am so fulfilled. I feel that all is beautiful in this world. Now, If I ever see anything in my world or anybody in my world trying to manipulate me or trying to use me, if I ever see that in the slightest, then I have fallen out of my nest. I have fallen out of my spiritual journey. I've fallen out of the path. And whenever I fall out of the path, the way gets a little rough. And I have to quickly step back in again. It reminds me of an experience I had in Switzerland as I was with a dear friend. We were on a mountainside. We had taken a horse and buggy, and we had two horses. We had an old war horse, and we had a younger horse, a nice one. And we were driving along in the carriage. There were three of us. And as we were driving along the carriage, the fellow, Eddie Meyer, was saying to me, "Isn't this a beautiful journey?" "Yes," I said, "it's a beautiful journey." He said, "Well, it's about lunchtime. What would you like to do? Would you like to have lunch in a castle, or would you like to have lunch in our home or in a restaurant?" And I said, "Well, the castle sounds wonderful, sounds fascinating." And the moment I said, "The castle sounds fascinating," he thought of going to the castle. And his horses were very harmoniously attuned to him. And so instantly the horses turned to go directly down the side of the mountain through the forest itself, not on the path, not on the road, but right through the rough area of the forest. And we were high on the side of the mountain in Switzerland. And as we started to go down this hill, it was rather steep and treacherous and rather forbidding. And he said, "Herb, step out." And I took my camera and I took my little suitcase, and I stepped out. And as I stepped out, I was visualizing myself stepping out beautifully in a forward motion with the motion of the wagon going down the hill. And it felt like I was just stepping out in front of my house, and I was stepping out in the most natural way. And then behind me came the young lady, and she stepped out in the same way, beautifully, easily, perfectly, because that's the way I visualized it. And then Eddie tied the reins to the front of the carriage, and he too stepped out. And as we stepped out, we were totally at peace. And of course, we ran down the side of the mountain to catch up with the horses and make sure that everything was okay. But as we did this, we stepped out. We stepped out, each one of us, in my mind, in perfect harmony, in perfect right action. There was no fear. There was no anxiety of any kind. There was no feeling that we were doing something that was unusual. We just stepped out. We stepped out harmoniously. We stepped out beautifully. We stepped out with all of the enthusiasm in our heart. And it was a great experience. It was a great experience. All of us can have great experiences in our life if we want. We can step out of a moving vehicle, so to speak, and be uninjured, untouched, because we are doing what we feel in our heart is natural. Now, I don't recommend people jumping out of moving vehicles or stepping out of moving vehicles, but I'm saying that as we stepped out of that carriage, as we stepped out of it, going in this rather unusual place down the side of the mountain instead of on the roadway, the carriage just seemed to have the scenery moving with us. We were all moving in the same normal pattern, normal feeling. Now, is this something that is unusual? Is it a miracle? Is it something that is fantastic? No, it was just our expectation. It was just that we were told to do this by Eddie, and we did it. And as we stepped out, we were in perfect harmony in his mind, and we were in perfect harmony in our minds. And each one of us was in perfect divine order because we were excited about our spiritual journey. And it became easier and easier as we did whatever came for us to do. And we were in harmony and we were in peace. The more excited I am on my spiritual journey, the easier it is. The more excited I am on my spiritual journey of setting the courses in motion that I choose as a spiritual, divine human being, acting in control by my choice of every thought I have. All the time I do that. All the time, it is me. The more excited I am on my spiritual journey, the easier it is to walk my spiritual path. The easier it is to live a life as a spiritually divine person. Every moment of my life and every moment of your life is a choice you can make for yourself by getting excited about your spiritual journey, getting excited about your divine human self, getting excited about all that is matters and all that is good and all that is beautiful in your world. This is what it's all about. The more excited I am on my spiritual journey, the easier it is. And so it always is. Have a lovely day and have an easy journey. I love you. I love you. I love you.